You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Monday afternoon, here we are. Monday afternoon, like the dude just said, we are indeed solid, conservative, and just plain right. And Copper is running the board. Hey, Miss Copper, how are you today?
Hello, I'm doing well. It doesn't feel like Monday. It's better than that.
It doesn't. Is it Friday yet? We're not doing that again this week. We're not doing that. But it is Thanksgiving week, though, and so that's a cool thing. I think I already put on 5 pounds over the weekend, had a family gathering, and yep, I'm pretty sure my stepbrother's brisket and all the assorted casseroles and other things that happened, and then the apple pie that Charlene made and others, I'm just saying, it was a 5 pound meal. Just going to go ahead and confess on the air right now. But hey, I got a triple dipper. Copper, get that sound effect ready. So you guys listen, while she's doing that, 3 p.m. today, I got two callers coming in today that I think you're going to enjoy. One's been with us before, Brian Taylor. He's got a great legal background, a political background, a military background. Brian's also got an experience in the realm of law that deals with defamation and slander and libel. And so we're going to talk about this Rittenhouse trial and what's happened there. So the next thing, though, is at 4 p.m. I think you're going to be pleased to hear, you know how I talk about all the time, get out there and do something. Find your place. Get involved. Make a difference. You can do it. Well, there's a lady named Allison Sinclair coming on that'll tell us about hers. It's a grassroots organization called Local Alabama, and we'll be doing that at 4 o'clock, talking to her. And kind of cool. But right now, Triple Dipper. Hit it, Copper.
The Triple Dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
Yeah, Triple Dipper for Monday. Here you go. Listen, number one, defund the police is dead. Defund the police is dead. And if anything, the issues that surround things like bail being almost non-existent, sentencing reforms being too light, policing, like defunding the police, all that came to a head last night in Waukesha, Wisconsin. And we'll talk about all those things in light of that story. And it won't be supposition. It won't be like I'll be trying to sensationalize anything. I'll just tell you the facts about what is being applied to that storyline. That's number one, defund the police is dead. Number two, defamation is still wrong. Brian Taylor is going to help us unpack that, but I'm going to spend some time with you, even without Brian being on the air, just talking about the amazing things that are still being said about Kyle Rittenhouse after he was fully acquitted. Afterwards, we have Alabama politicians that are getting way out there, and it's unbelievable what they're saying. I'll tell you about that. Number two, defamation is still wrong. And number three, the grassroots is taking root. I'm just telling you, you're going to be excited to hear some of this stuff because it's people like you and me that are just getting busy. Grassroots is taking root. That's number three on the Triple Dipper. But listen, before I go any further, I'm going to jump into my right side way right now, but I got to take a moment of personal privilege. I do. Just a special section here as I lead into my comments. Before I go any further, I have to start this show by acknowledging that today's date is pretty special. I mean, I'm thinking it ought to be a national holiday, just to be honest. There should be singing and parades and general goodwill because on this date, 35 years ago, that's 3.5 decades, I married the love of my life. You hear Charlene's name on the show a lot because she's the most important person in my whole life. She's been my constant companion and confidant. She's my encourager, my motivator, my support, my comfort. 35 years and counting, and I still look forward to getting home from work every single day. So for the first 34 years, I didn't have a radio show, but I do now. So, hon, in front of God and all the right side ruffians, I love you and happy 35th anniversary. But listen, I guess going for that, there's also another holiday this week. It's Thanksgiving week. I know, hang in there, Copper, but thank you. Congratulations. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. It's Thanksgiving week. Kind of important, too, I suppose. I don't know about you, but it gets harder to see everyone as the kids get older. So we've pretty much moved from a Thanksgiving day to like a Thanksgiving season, you know. We'll see some on one day. We'll get with others on another day. And this past weekend, we had a whole house full of the Huntsville side of the family. One of my brothers smoked that brisket I talked about a while ago. There were potluck casseroles, tater salads, pies and cakes, and laughing. You can't beat it. And we sit around telling stories. One of the funniest stories was told this weekend by my brother, William. He's a Presbyterian minister. He's the one that actually married my son and daughter-in-law, and he also officiated recently at the wedding of another one of our nieces. And one of his own daughters was married just in the last year as well. So here's the funny part. He was talking about the new law that Alabama has on marriage licenses. It's a bill that was working its way through the legislative process while I was still in the state Senate. Now, some of y'all know this already, but Alabama may be the only state of its kind that has changed the marital process to be fully just a matter of contract. I actually held out as the only senator who was opposed to the bill for several years. I didn't vote for it ever while I was there because I felt personally that it reduced the solemn aspect of the marriage process from being a ceremonial process to just a purely contractual matter. Anyway, the bill eventually passed without my support, and it's the law of the land. And now I'm watching as it applies to family and friends. And so here's the deal. Here's the funny story I was telling you about. So the daughter of a good friend, by the way, and let me jump on this first. The daughter of a good friend was recently married, technically speaking, at my law firm, I guess, when I served as the notary public for their Alabama State marriage license application, that contract I was talking about. Basically, upon application, by a signed contract, duly witnessed, the law now says the couple is married, period. No requirement for pastoral care or a ceremony unless they want one. But see, traditions run strong, and many folks still want to celebrate the amazing and beautiful life decision with family and friends, and so ceremonies still abound. And that young couple that I provided the notary witness for had a ceremony later on, and it was beautiful. But back to my story. All right, so listen, here's the deal. William, my brother, was telling the story about his daughter, my niece. And it was a beautiful wedding, huge turnout, two great families coming together, a great party we had afterwards at the Roundhouse in downtown Huntsville. And the young newlyweds, they went off for their honeymoon before going back to report to their husbands, the husband's first job in full-time ministry up in Virginia. And as William tells a story, he went out to the mailbox one day soon after the wedding to get the mail. And he realized that there was a letter addressed to his newly married daughter from the state of Alabama. Well, she was on her honeymoon. And so he figured he better open it to make sure it was nothing important. So he opened the envelope to find that it was the young couple's wedding license application with a big stamp on it that said, rejected. What? They can do that? How does the state get to reject a couple's application for marriage? Well, in this case, it was simply because they had filled out part of the form incorrectly. I mean, sort of. All she did basically was not fill out her mother's maiden name correctly. I mean, that's all it was. No big deal. All the family members were identified, just one of them was slightly misnamed, but it meant that in the eyes of the state, you guessed it, they were not married. Well, William, being one of those kidding dads, thought this was just too good not to make use of it. So he, you know, what did he do? He called his daughter on her honeymoon. And the conversation went something like, hey, I've got some bad news. What's wrong, Dad? Well, the state of Alabama, they've rejected your marriage license. What? What do you mean? And what does that mean for us? Well, says Dad, I guess you're not married. So I suppose you're living in sin right now. And as your father and pastor, I'm going to suggest strongly y'all get separate hotel rooms till we get this thing sorted out. After which there was a long pause, and a very long pause. And she goes, Dad, that's not going to happen. We're married in the eyes of God, and that's good enough for me. Well, we were rolling with laughter while William told the story because he added and embellished and made it just great. God bless him. But can you imagine being on your honeymoon and finding out you might not actually be married in the eyes of the government? Well, it was a funny story, but I've got to tell you, the more I thought about it, the more I mulled it over, I couldn't help but think, wow, what if? I mean, what if they had never opened the envelope? Or what if it had gotten lost in the mail? Or what if she had had some terrible health issue arise while she was on her honeymoon and she was only on her new husband's insurance because it was a family policy? Could they deny the coverage? And by the way, this wasn't the only story like this in the family that evening. One of my other nieces, it turns out, whose wedding William had helped officiate a few months ago, moved to Tennessee with her new husband, and she's had a heck of a time getting a new Tennessee driver's license because Tennessee officials didn't like the very unofficial look of the Alabama wedding license document. So it's apparently pretty plain, you know, somewhat unprofessional looking. They actually had to get a sworn witness from Alabama to attest to the fact that they are really married. Well, so what if the first niece, the one who had the honeymoon news, the one whose license application was rejected, what if she had gone to get her new license in Virginia only to find out they needed that same tacky piece of Alabama paperwork, only to find out that it actually had been rejected? All in all, the crisis was averted because William was a nosy dad and opened his daughter's mail, right? William, I'm your big brother. I can say that if I want to. But here's the thing. That bill that was passed by the legislature was done largely to ostensibly take the government out of the business of conducting wedding ceremonies. I'm not sure if any probate judge still conducts weddings at all. But in a sense, it really put the government smack in the middle of it. Forever, my niece will have a wedding anniversary that differs from the records of the state of Alabama. Will it matter in court? Will it matter for insurance? Would it matter for determining rights to property or heirship to estates? Could it be a factor in applying for a home loan, paying taxes, legal custody of kids, and a divorce? I don't know. Maybe. Apparently, it matters for getting a new driver's license in Tennessee. Well, I agree with my niece's assessment. They were married in the eyes of God. Sometimes the government just gets it wrong. And I'd say there's been a lot of that going around lately. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Crazy story. Crazy story. I hope you caught the piece there, though. The whole point of me telling that story was just to literally get down to the fact that sometimes government thinks it's making your life better. All it does is get in the way. And that's exactly what we saw there. They applied for their marriage license. There was no one to stand in the way. They had their ceremony. They went on their honeymoon. The state rejected the marriage license. Were they really married? Questionable. Questionable. They are now. But the government can really get in the way sometimes. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.